Chip Semonet knows photography, and he is an authority on Georgia photographers in particular. Semonet curated the first ever statewide survey of contemporary photography for the Museum of Contemporary Art of Georgia, or MoCA GA. That exhibit closes this weekend, and the reviews have been glowing.
Chip Semonet, congratulations on the success and the scope of Edge to Edge, and thank you for joining me. So, your aim in Edge to Edge was to exhibit Georgia's first ever statewide survey of contemporary photography without limiting the show to traditional images of the rural and historic South. Can you establish some of these tropes and stereotypes of Southern photography?
It's easy, actually. Weathered barns, rusty pickup trucks, fields of cotton, and frankly, a number of very derogatory photographs if you look back historically. Fundamentally, in our culture, stupidity speaks with a Southern accent. And you know as well as I that the South has changed rather drastically. The majority of people in the American South live in urban and suburban areas now. We're a contemporary community. We are a high-tech community. And photographically, however, and I frankly go all the way back to Gone with the Wind and other such places and Matthew Brady photographs, where people have been impressed by this kind of cozy, what they think is cozy and warm view of a place that was actually living in abject poverty in many cases and with poorly educated people.
Oppression.
Yeah, exactly. Slavery. Well, I mean, all of the history of the South, the civil rights movement, which is one of the reasons my wife and I came here, is to be a part of a multi-ethnic, multicultural community.
Indeed, that's what many of us take so much pride in about the New South and Atlanta in particular. Well, how do the photos on view in Edge to Edge differ from the stereotypes you described?
Let me describe a couple of stereotypes.
Okay.
That I find very funny, actually. One is what I call dead things in ball jar stereotype. It's like moths or spiders that have gotten trapped, and you know, and there's and they're typically photographed in sepia tone, and they're meant to look old and warm and of the past. And birdhouses, and of course the plowed fields, and the kudzu, and on and on and on and on. And all of those things are definitely a part of the environment here. But they don't necessarily reflect the complexity of our society, the contemporary nature of our culture. I mean, we're covered with ink and tattoos. We have some of the best chefs in the country living in the, I mean, they come here now. It's a foodie town. There's something else going on, and photography is really about the time that you're in. It's, you don't go backwards with the photograph. You can only photograph in your own time.
Yes. So how do the photos that you chose for this exhibition differ from those sentimental stereotypes?
Well, for starters, the show is not about Georgia. It's not pictures of Georgia. I mean, many of the photographs were made in Georgia, yes, but it wasn't the intention to look at photographs of Georgia per se. And as a consequence, some of the pictures were taken not even in this country.
So it's Georgia photographers more than
photographs of Georgia, yes.
Okay. Exactly. Chip, I read that you said without the internet, you could never have pulled together this exhibition as quickly as you did. There are many photographs on display.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could you share just a few that are highlights or a few artists in the show?
There are 62 photographers in the show. I reviewed the work of about 340 online. I had a lot of help from local organizations like Atlanta Celebrates Photography and Amy Miller was very useful in providing me with lists of names of people self-identified as photographers. Nancy McCrary, who publishes a wonderful online photography magazine called South by Southeast, and several others, plus my own network of people that I've known. I chose not to go public because so many people do. Photography is the lingua franca of social interaction these days. And you don't need to speak the same language to understand the messages that are being communicated back and forth on the internet. So everyone has some kind of a visual presence. And I was able to start getting a sense of what was available to me. I've learned quite a bit about who's out there.
I bet you have.
The work is so diverse. So I looked for people who were curious, who were addressing unfamiliar things. There's a woman named Alicia Collins who photographs her mother naked. You don't really run into pictures like that very often. But they're really remarkable pictures, and they're not lurid. Her mother is an unusual person, to say the least. But you find out that those people are out there. We've always known that eccentricity runs rampant in the South. You know, I mean, we sort of take pride in it. And so there were people like Alicia out there. But at the same time, I wanted to look outside of the art world as defined by academia. Because photography is ubiquitous. I mean, it's everywhere and it's being practiced everywhere. And I wanted to make certain that I didn't narrow my focus to a certain prescribed idea of who's doing creative photography, but to go out and find those people who might not be a part of that community.
In Felicia Feaster's review, she credited your feel for narrative because she felt that the way the photos are grouped or linked suggested an overarching narrative or some individual stories that are the result of unrelated artists' work on display.
What I looked for was a kind of authority in the work, where people were, it was clear that there was a confidence in the production of the work, regardless of the subject or the methodology, that there was some larger idea, emotion that was being expressed. And like any good work, it should raise more questions than it answers. So these were not strictly documentary statements. These were pictures that were finessed and nuanced in such a way that if you stood in front of them and looked at them long enough, you would begin to see what else was going on in there. So part of what I wanted to do was to extract where I could find really strongly stated work, strongly seen work that exists initially and primarily on the visual plane. But the point, it was meant to be read by your eyes and taken in through your vision, just like music is meant to be heard and listened to.
Well, by all reviews and accounts, you have succeeded on a grand scale. Chip Simone, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.